And now, back to Small Business Heroes on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
James Maduke back in the studio, Small Business Heroes, the how-to show for entrepreneurs and small business owners. I'm joined in the studio by Chris Stratton, who I'll introduce in a second. And what I want everyone to do is pay special attention to this particular section. One of the things that happened to my business is, last year, I didn't pay enough attention to some of the issues going around with my network, and I got NIMDA'd. And if anyone knows about it, there was a virus called NIMDA, and I actually lost about 3 days of business because my whole network was knocked down. So this is a timely session. We're going to be talking to Chris Stratton, who's a partner at IntelliSync Communications, about network security. So this is a technology segment, and we're talking about your physical computer network and what you need to do with your internet connection and your servers to make sure that you don't get NIMDA'd like I do and lose too many days of business. So I'd like to formally introduce, we've got Chris Stratton here. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Hey, James. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me here.
Perfect. And let's, we don't have much time, so let's get into it. We talked a little bit earlier before the show about the things that people need to be aware of when it comes to security for their network. So maybe you could just touch on those quickly.
Sure. Well, most small businesses, when they get online, they go and they get their internet connection, they get all their machines online, and then they figure that's pretty well it. They're on there, they're safe, they're secure, they're doing whatever. And really our thing is we cater to the small, medium enterprise business. We come to them and help to show that there are really nasty people out there, like the NIMDA thing that we know about last year.
Yeah.
So certain things that they need, like firewalls, antivirus, encryption products, remote access, those types of items are the things that we help them with.
Okay, so let's touch on that. Suppose there's a small business out there and they do have a small network. Perhaps they've got a website and an email server now. What are the, if we look at for the first one you talked about a firewall, just explain what that is for the listeners and why it's important for them to have one.
Well, usually a firewall is either a device or a software-based product, and really what it's meant to do is it's really an access device. So it allows your internal people, your employees, to go out and do what they need to do, and as well as stops people from getting in, the hackers to get in, or else it restricts access to certain components.
Okay, but it would allow customers in.
Absolutely. That's part of what you want. So some people think of a firewall as something that stops. We think of it actually as an enabler, or really then defines exactly what you're doing going out and coming into your business. So it's really an enabling product.
Okay, so what happens if you don't have a firewall? Give me an example of maybe some clients that can remain nameless who didn't have a firewall, that what kind of problems did they run into?
Well, you have we have it where lots of times we put in firewalls quite a few times. As soon as we put them in, you see the logs filling up with all these attacks.
What do you mean by that?
Most of the firewalls have some sort of logging mechanism that tell you when you're being attacked, when someone's trying to get in, trying to access files on a certain machine. So many times you put it in, you'll see these things, just all these alerts coming up and these loggings of things. People are like, oh my God. And we're like, well, that just didn't happen in the last 30 seconds. This has been going on. So it's, people have been getting onto your information and data for, we don't know how long they've been doing that. So it's we get a lot of interesting stories.
So basically, any company that's connected all the time to the internet, at some point there's going to be someone that's not a customer trying to get in to see or test it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, your business might be 9 to 5, but the internet is 7 by 24, right? So it's 9 to 5 to you here. You go home at 5 o'clock, lock up your office, you secure all your papers and everything and your filing cabinets, and you close up your desk and you walk out of your business, and somewhere else in the world, it's 9 o'clock in the morning to them, and you're a perfect opportunity to go after.
And so you're leaving your filing cabinet, your internet filing cabinet's wide open at
that's
that
right.
point.
That's right.
Okay, so first one's firewall. Next, to explain the virus. What's a virus for listeners that don't know or aren't up to speed on viruses?
Well, a virus is usually some sort of program that gets onto your machine that does things. There's distinctions between a true virus and what's called a worm or an email worm. These are and back office things and Trojans where they get on and they actually do some damage, like the big popular ones like NIMDA, Code Red, and these other ones where they actually go and grab like your contact list and send out mirror copies
to
themselves.
So all the contacts, my business contacts, it would send an email out to them.
That's correct. And of course, if you are a company that's into security, such as ourselves, it looks very bad upon you when you've emailed hundreds of people
and spread a virus to them.
That's right. So the same thing if you were a financial company or anything like that, and you know, your financial information all of a sudden has been posted somewhere else on the internet, it doesn't look very good for you.
Okay, so not only are they trying to get in through the back door, through hacking and through the firewall, mm-hmm. they may be sending you viruses to try and make you look bad as well.
Yeah, and the virus issue is probably the biggest issue right now on the internet. I mean, every 4 to 6 weeks there's some new major virus that's being announced on, you know, the radio stations or something, and you're hearing about this, and it's such one of the probably the simplest things to stop.
To fix. Okay, yeah. So let's touch on the last one, and then we'll go back and take a look at a little detail on how we can stop them.
So that's probably just remote access. So,
and now explain remote access. I don't use it personally in my business, so what if someone's listening, what would they want it? What is remote access?
Remote access would be if you have a sales team or sales force or a business owner, and you want to be able to get access to your network from some location. So you're traveling around the world, maybe just even from home. So what tools or products do you need to actually allow you to get in securely to work as if you were at the office kind of thing?
So it's similar to the firewall in that it's letting you in because it knows who you are.
It could even be part of the firewall, or it could be another product or another service, but it's something that, to let you in, validates who you are.
Okay, so let's look at those are three things that you look at in terms of security. Now, we've had a show on security, business scams. Now we've got all this internet security. What are three tips that you can give listeners that if they are interested in about security, what are the three things to look for in those areas?
Well, the first thing is to know exactly what it is, what you're trying to protect, your network, for example. You're trying to protect your network, certain information getting in and getting out. So first thing is understand it is and understand exactly what it is that you are trying to protect.
So what's the goal or objective of protecting?
Well, obviously, everything from being compromised, whether that's from just a silly hacker out there in the world, or, of course, your competition who actually wants to get in and find out about your customers and what's going on.
Okay,
and then really after that, then you would have the information you want to protect, which is a little different than the network. So the information, so things like antivirus programs, encryption programs, those actually help you on the inside to keep that information, that material up to date, make sure it's not, you know, have any viruses or anything in it. So that's another part is your information
on the inside. And that means everyone should have some kind of antivirus protection.
Absolutely. It's the cheapest thing out there in the world. There's tons of companies out there doing it. Absolutely. We insist that that's something you should put on.
Okay. And the third one?
The third part for would be the access that you, your employees, and your customers require. So it would be to figure out exactly what it is that you want to do from inside to go out and vice versa, what people on the outside actually need to get in and get.
Okay, and if they don't do this, what's going to happen?
Well, they get NIMDA.
They get NIMDA. I've never been NIMDA since, so I'm very careful now. Okay, we've been joined in the studio by Chris Stratton, who's a partner at IntelliSend Communications. We've been talking about security, and I want to thank you, Chris, for coming and telling us about that. And where can people go to find out IntelliSend Communications? Maybe just give the website there.
It's IntelliSend.com. That's IntelliSend.com, or they can give us a call.
Okay, perfect. And if you've missed that, of course, go to SmallBusinessHeroes.com, and we've got the link to Chris's website as well. So that's been our show. Thank you very much, Chris. That's been our show for tonight. I hope we didn't scare you too much with these security issues. Next week, we're going to be talking more about finance and growing your business. But I want to thank everyone for listening today. And we got one last thing I'm going to do quickly here. We've got a contest. Our sponsor, Good Life Fitness Clubs. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take the first caller in right now. And the first caller who can tell us what city in the United States is hosting the Winter Olympics. Call in. And what we'll do is we've got a gold one-month membership at Good Life Fitness, as long with a personal trainer consultation. So it's a $100 value. First caller in at 521-TALK, 521-TALK. That's 8255 is what TALK is, or *580 Bell Mobility. And call in now, and Liam will pick up the your details. Oh, there's some calls. Perfect. And you'll pick that up from Good Life Fitness. You've been listening to James Maduke. This is the Small Business Heroes Radio Show, the how-to show for small business owners and entrepreneurs. It's part of Business at Night on News Talk Radio, 580 CFRA. We'll see you next week.